where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, getting on back to those Royal Navy submarines, it turns out that one of the best-known U.S. military aircraft are having their own problems. And apparently nearly two-thirds of the U.S. Navy's F-A-18 strike fighter jets are currently unable to fly, grounded due to repair delays or because they're awaiting spare parts. And we've all seen the F-A-18 on the movie Independence Day. It's like that was the only aircraft the United States owned because they kept using that same model and over again. I remember a while back seeing a documentary on the Blue Angels where, I mean, they are amazing. There's no question about it. And the documentary spent a great deal of time talking about how difficult it was to keep those aircraft flying because parts for some of the these aircraft are very hard to find. It's an older model. And given its history and its ability, I think it would be a lot less expensive to simply rebuild the supply chain for parts than to just throw them all away and come up with a whole new aircraft, especially given our most recent efforts like the F-35. Somebody put out a story a little while ago about how Trump and Bannon were considering firing Michael Flynn over this supposed Russia gate thing. And it turns out that story is just more fake news because Kellyanne Conway has just come on out and said that Donald Trump has full confidence in National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. So that issue is hopefully going to go away very, very quickly. Let's take a phone call now. Tom in Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good day, Michael. A long time not hear from you. But Michael, I just want to talk about Donald Trump's not even been president in 1 month. He's done more than I can remember six presidents doing. Jeff Sessions has not even been attorney general a week, and you can already see what's going to happen, how this country is going to get straightened out. And fantastic to see him standing there with the portrait of Andrew Jackson in the Oval Office with Trump and Sessions and Jackson. I thought that was mesmerizing. But getting back to you're talking about Silver, Sarah Silver Schmuck or whatever she is, a schmuck, and all these other schmucks that won Holly Weird. It's unbelievable to me that they are only 2-3%, Michael, and they have all this power in Holly Weird. I mean, I know about Metro Goldwyn Mayer and all that, but how these Zionists are just completely left. It's all run by Soros, Michael.
Well, no, it's not. Soros. It's not all run by Soros. First of all, you need to understand that anytime Israel is getting ready to attack somebody, and they're attacking Gaza again already, they will have their assets around the world. Remind everybody of the Holocaust and World War II, and Nazis are still real, and we must all support Israel against the Nazis. And that's why Sarah Silverman was out there. I mean, she's literally walking down the street saying, I got to find something that looks like a swastika. Oh, they're on the ground. And she went for it and embarrassed herself. But the other issue is you need to remember the early history of motion pictures, where after Edison invented the motion picture camera and he had his own little studio, it was this shack that was on a giant turntable so it could always face the sun. It was called the Black Mariah. And there were people who realized this was going to be a hugely profitable industry. And they started basically just copying off Edison's camera systems without paying royalties on it. And Edison tried to set up a patents company to say, if you're going to be in the movie business, you owe me royalties, rentals on the movie cameras themselves. And most of these early producers in New York, New Jersey, had grown rich in the fur trade. And what they did was they decided that they didn't want to have to pay for the use of the movie cameras, so they decided to relocate out to the other side of the country. And C.B. DeMille was given the job of finding a new home for motion pictures. He almost settled in Arizona, and then he rode the train out to the West Coast to what was then this little orchard area selling fruits and vegetables called Hollywood. And that's why filmmaking moved to Hollywood, to get away from Edison's lawyers, along with the plus that they were not all that far from the border with Mexico if those lawyers ever showed up. That's how Hollywood
Michael,
got built. And it's, yeah.
Michael, listen, yeah. First off, Thomas Edison has a museum in Fort Myers, Florida. I've been to it many times. He was very tight friends with Henry Ford and Harvey Firestone. I'm going to let you guys know that. Number one, the Jewish people back in the days of Hollywood getting started had Nickelodeon machines where they put a penny in there and they turned a wheel. That's how they made a lot of their money in the beginning. They used Nickelodeon machine and so you can you pull your hand and run the film. So that's
well,
how
that's because
really
the projectors hadn't
the
been invented yet. The projectors
But then what happened here, Michael, is what happened with Hollywood, in my belief, is that Edison, he didn't protect it like he didn't protect AC current with Tesla. But that's beside the point. The point of the matter is we're talking currently right now. They're so powerful out there in Hollywood, and they're not going to let you don't even see hardly any Christian actors anymore, movie stars or anything. Okay? It's unbelievable. Yep.
No, there's no question about that. Listen, I need to get back to one thing, and then I'm going to let you go here. The reason Edison didn't protect AC power is he didn't think it was going to be the best system. Edison promoted DC power, and there was this big battle between Edison and Westinghouse to define the electrical standard for the United States. And when it became obvious that AC power transmitted over long lines with less loss, it eventually settled on Westinghouse's AC system, and Tesla had gone to work for Westinghouse after his falling out with Thomas Edison. And Edison literally went around the country electrocuting animals with AC current to prove that the Westinghouse system was deadly. The reverse is actually true. DC current will kill. In fact, Edison invented the electric chair for executions as a way of proving AC current was more dangerous. Unfortunately, the first guy they put in that chair to be executed by AC took like 20 minutes to die. And that disaster kind of tipped public opinion away from Edison and over to Westinghouse's AC system.
Michael, can I say one more thing? Michael,
real
can
quick.
I say one more thing? Yeah, so I'd like to know, is Bill Clinton's going to go on the Maury Povich show with his son Danny Williams, and they're going to do a DNA test? I want to see that on major networks. I want to see the Bill Clinton Danny Williams DNA test. Can you imagine that, what it'll do to the left? Could you imagine that, the shockwave will send through the whole country if they actually can give Clinton $1 million and Danny Williams $1 million and do the DNA test and found out that Clinton has a legitimate black son? Could you imagine, Michael?
Well, it would be fun. It would be fun. I'd much rather have somebody come forward and have that final piece of evidence to prove that Vincent Foster was, in fact, murdered. You know, because the Clintons destroyed Claire and my life over that whole issue, 23, going on 24 years ago now.
Yes. Yes, Michael. Well, I hope your show will reach out to the people to do something about it. We'll see.
That would be nice. All right, Tom,
have
we're going to let
day,
you go.
God bless.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. All right, now then, we're going to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And getting into the economic news, Trump has announced that SoftBank Group Corp. founder and CEO Masayoshi Son is meeting with Donald Trump. And the Japanese telecommunications company is going to invest $50 billion in the United States, which includes plans to create 50,000 new high-paying jobs, jobs that require skills, jobs that require education, which they're not getting under Common Core, but there's always trade school here. Now, over in Switzerland, Switzerland has attracted a lot of corporate investment by having very low taxes for multinational corporations. And the result of the low taxation is corporations go into Switzerland, they set up companies, they employ people. It actually works very well. The amount of taxation versus the economic health of a nation follows this curve where the more economic activity you have, the more tax revenues collect on the existing tax rates. But government gets greedy, they start raising the tax rates, and it starts driving business away. And they can actually do a lot more harm than good. Remember Reagan's big tax cut? And everybody said, oh, it's going to bankrupt the government. The Democrats were just crying intensely over that. And when Reagan signed that huge tax cut, the U.S. economy started operating much higher level. And it actually resulted in more tax revenues going to the government under the tax cut than would have been the case with the elevated tax rates. But for government, taxes are less about the actual money, because the Federal Reserve just makes it up for them, and more about exerting control over your life. You look at all the things that are taxed and controlled. Taxation is not just raising revenue, it's controlling the activity of society, not always to the benefit of society itself. So over in Switzerland, the government was under pressure from the EU to end this favorable tax treatment because it was seen as unfair to the rest of the EU. And under Swiss law, it had to be put to a popular vote, and the Swiss voters decided they wanted to keep the low taxes for the multinational corporations because they like having those corporations in Switzerland providing high-paying jobs for the Swiss people. Now, over at Spotify, they're dealing with a little bit of difficulty. In March of last year, Spotify raised $1 billion from investors at an interest rate of 5% a year, plus a discount of 20% on shares once the IPO takes place. However, if you look carefully at this agreement, the interest rate goes up by 1 percentage point and the discount by 2.5 percentage points every 6 months until the IPO happens. So as time goes on and Spotify can't launch the IPO, Spotify must pay ever larger sums to its creditors just to settle the interest on the loan, while the amount of money it can raise from its IPO is trimmed by an even greater amount, 2.5 times. And if Spotify cannot get on get ahead of this arithmetic, they may be in serious, serious trouble. Doesn't anybody spreadsheet this stuff out before they agree to this deal? Anyway, the Rothschilds are back in the news again. And apparently the Rothschild Bank is now under criminal investigation over a missing $4 billion in this global corruption probe. Now, Baron David de Rothschild and his company, the Rothschild Financial Services Group, were indicted by French prosecutors for allegedly defrauding British pensioners in a scheme that saw huge sums of money embezzled. And I think this is a good illustration of what I mean by a money junkie. Because the Rothschilds, they're not in need. They're not going to miss any meals. And yet, it's still not enough. They have to come up with more. Same thing with Bernie Madoff with the loot. The man was incredibly wealthy, co-founder of NASDAQ, but he wasn't enough. His addiction needed to be fed, and that's why he set up that little Ponzi scheme, defrauded his investors. Now, I'm sure we'd all like to be rich, at least to be comfortable. I would, no question about it. But here we're seeing people who have got immense wealth, and they're addicted to it. They have to have more. They need that new rush of more money coming on in from other people's pockets. They're gamblers. If you've been to Las Vegas or any place else where gambling is allowed, you have seen gambling addicts. And as a matter of fact, when I worked in Las Vegas as an entertainer, I remember seeing all over these little backseat streets these gambling treatment centers, clinics for the people who actually lived in Las Vegas who'd gotten addicted and were trying to basically get out of it. And so we see the Bernie Madoffs or the Rothschilds who've already got so much wealth, more wealth than they could ever possibly spend in a lifetime, and it's still not enough. They must have more by hook or by crook. So anyway, back to the Rothschilds. 2 months ago, the Swiss branch of the Edmond de Rothschild Group became the target of a French criminal probe regarding a business relationship managed by a former employee. And apparently there's a question regarding hundreds of millions of dollars sent to an account at a bank at Luxembourg that originated from Malaysia Development Berhad. So the money is shifting around all over the globe, and investigators are now taking a look. Now, we all know there is a financial upset coming. We all know the corporate media and the liberals are going to try and blame Donald Trump for it, the way Herbert Hoover was blamed for the Depression of the 1930s. And it's led to a rather interesting observation from Investment Watch blog saying if there's going to be a recession, the sooner it hits, the better. because then it more credibly belongs to the Obama economic policies, and Donald Trump could be seen as the savior trying to pull us out of recession in time for the 2020 elections. And from a political planner's point of view, there is merit in that argument. Once you accept there's going to be an economic upset and there's no way to avoid it, you start thinking, how is it best going to play if it happens now or 2 years from now? 2 years from now, everybody will say it's all Trump's fault. And they're already trying to say that. But even before the inauguration, we were getting all of the corporate media that Obama is leaving the economy in a wonderful condition. We've had a full recovery. And we know it's all a lie. We know that the interest rate growth is fudged. We know the unemployment numbers are fudged. We know the plunge protection team is still out there propping up the stock market to keep people from emptying their portfolios and going into silver and gold. But that's what the corporate media is going to sell you, that when it all implodes because of policies that have been in effect for the last 30 years, it's all going to be blamed on Donald Trump. So now then, up in Oregon, they were proposing a bizarre tax on older vehicles. And this bill proposed would have required owners of vehicles 20 years old or more to pay a $1,000 tax every 5 years. And the revenue generated would have gone to the state highway fund, or at least that's what they're saying. Supposedly gas and tire taxes and motor vehicle violation fines are supposed to go to that highway fund. Now, the bill has died because, with the exception of people who are rich enough to own and maintain classic cars, the burden of this tax bill falls on the poor, people who can't afford to buy a new car. I'm one of them. I'm driving a 17-year-old Honda. In 3 years, I would be liable for this $1,000 bill from the Oregon tax authorities. If I had $1,000, I'd be getting a newer car. And so, basically, this is a bill that punishes people who can't afford a new car, while the people who just bought a brand new Lexus get to just drive right on by. And I'm glad that they killed it. It was a dumb, dumb idea. Okay, retailer Gander Mountain may be headed for bankruptcy. They're closing 160 of their stores. Noodles and Company is going to close 55 of their stores. They've just announced their sixth consecutive quarter of decline. People don't have the money to go to restaurants anymore. People are cooking at home now, both for economic reasons and because they want to try and find organic natural food to eat and stay away from all the chemicals here. MyFit Foods has abruptly announced the closing of all their stores nationwide. It's all locking up because all the money is concentrated at the very top. Now, if you are on an Obamacare-compliant health insurance policy, and most of us are, your premiums are probably going to go up as much as 40% next year. 40%. I don't even want to tell you what I'm paying for my Obamacare-compliant health insurance. And I really can't afford to pay any more than I already am. Now then, do you remember the Obama phone? The Lifeline program where everybody gets a phone at taxpayer expense, riddled with fraud. Apparently, the new head of the FCC has that program in their sights. The free phones are going to go away. And I think that's a really good idea. It was just an outright candor. A lot of those phones got used for criminal activity. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. The Royal Bank of Scotland has announced they're going to be cutting 15,000 jobs. And I know it's a wonderful thing when Trump can come in and announce some foreign corporations coming on in. They're going to invest billions of dollars and they're going to create so many thousands of jobs. And unfortunately, as fast as Trump is trying to create new jobs, existing jobs are just going away. The whole system is locking up. For a very, very simple reason. For an economy to function smoothly, the currency must be flowing freely at all levels of the economy and into all necessary sectors of investment. When the system is gamed to suck all the wealth of the nation up and put it in the pockets of the 0.1% at the very, very top, there's nothing left for the economy to operate on. Oh, sure, they'd be willing to loan you more money at interest, but that's not a solution. That accelerates the problem. Now, Tokyo, as you know, is going to host the 2020 Olympic Games, and they've come up with a rather clever idea. They are asking the Japanese public to donate their old cell phones and small appliances, tablets, whatever, and they're going to basically recycle the gold out of them. A lot of people don't realize how much gold is used in the manufacture of these electronic devices. It's one of the reasons we have these areas of the world where they buy up computer scrap and they render it down to recover the metals. And it's a very, very toxic environment. The working conditions are terrible, but there is enough money in there to make it profitable for those who are doing that. So Tokyo is going to take all these phones and appliances, and they're going to render them down for the gold necessary for their gold metals. And they're hoping that they're also going to be able to recover bronze and silver, which are not used as much in electronics. But they're doing it to emphasize the idea of sustainability and reducing the costs. Now, this gets us back to a topic I like to touch on from time to time. It's called planned obsolescence. And it's rather amazing to see all these people who claim to love the environment as long as we're talking about a carbon tax. And they won't even address the issue of how planned obsolescence, the making of products designed to fail after just a few years, is raping the environment. Because the model is you go on out and you dig up raw materials, you process them into this year's fashion statement must-have gizmo. It's used for a few years and then thrown away to make way for the next update, the next whiz-bang. And it is very, very wasteful of our natural resources, and none of the environmental activists seem to want to address this particular issue. It's always human-caused global warming and because that's the agenda, get you to submit to another tax. They're not really concerned with the environment. Okay, now then, we're getting word now. Apparently, the Secretary of State of Kansas has come out saying in excess of 1 million people in that state may have fraudulently voted. This whole election fraud issue is really starting to heat on up. And actually saying 1 million people in the whole country. Well, that's even less than the numbers we're getting out of votefraud.org and truthevote.org. But more and more people are willing to stand up and say, there is a problem here with the way we run elections in this country. It's too opaque. There are too many opportunities for fraud to take place. Many of them apparently deliberately designed into those systems. And again, I want to point out Bev Harris and her wonderful website, blackboxvoting.org. When they were looking at the Diebold election system, they found 12 different ways it could be gotten into to change the results of an election and leave no trace at all. Which is why we have to get rid of those machines. We have to get rid of the tabulation centers. We have to crowd count our own elections. And I'm hearing from people in other countries, they're already doing it, and it works. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to talk a little bit about immigration, the refugee crisis. We're still seeing the war of words going on over Donald Trump's temporary moratorium for travel from seven specific countries. Seven specific countries were actually chosen by George W. Bush and Barack Obama. And the corporate media is still out there trying to push it's a Muslim ban, it's a Muslim ban, it's discrimination, it's, you know, attacking their religion. And the executive order does not say anything about Muslims. And the reality is, if you are coming from one of those countries, it doesn't matter if you're Muslim, Christian, Jewish, atheist, Pastafarian or Scientologist, you're going to have the same exact degree of difficulty getting into the United States of America. Now, at this point, it's becoming very obvious that the original judge who issued the stay was not only ignorant of the Title VIII, the Title VIII provisions granting President Trump the authority to restrict certain classes of aliens, which had been used by Barack Obama no less than 9 times. The judge also lied because in his decision he said nobody from these 7 countries is suspected of being a terrorist, and now we find out that a lot of people arrested and charged with acts of terrorism did in fact come from those countries. So the question is, if a judge is lying in his decision, does that render the decision null and void? It ought to. We ought to have an updated version of Marbury versus Madison, that when a judge lies in his decision, it renders the decision automatically null and void. Story coming out of USA Politics today. They ran an online survey. Should America accept over 200,000 refugees in 2017? Yes, only got 23 votes out of a total of 2,600. And that is the real measure of the American people's sympathies on this. Now, the president of Austria has gone on a rant saying that everybody who voted in favor of Brexit is thick and crazy, and you're just not very nice people. And when they get down to calling you names, you know you're on the verge of winning here. David McWilliams is advising Ireland to start creating and stockpiling their own internal currency in case of a euro breakup. Because if Marine Le Pen wins the French election, and it does look like she's going to do that, that might be the beginning of the euro breakup, and everybody's going to be going back to their own currencies. The common currency is going to be gone. They're going to have a heck of a mess cleaning up the refugee problem here. Now, Geert Wilders is responding to a comment from the Prime Minister of the Netherlands saying that MPs are not going to work with him if he wins the election. Which looks like Geert will be dealing with the same bureaucratic inertia that Trump is having to deal with. And almost seem to think there's too much politics within the government. Politics is how you're supposed to get into the government. It shouldn't really be a factor. Speaking of Ireland, I just got an email from somebody in Ireland saying... they got rid of the electronic voting machines. Every vote's counted by hand with a followable paper trail. See, everybody knows what the solution is. We just have to convince Americans that we need to go to that same system. There is no law that says we have to be told who won the election that same night or the following morning. When this nation was started, it could often take weeks for the voters to find out who won that election. There's no requirement we be informed instantaneously, especially with all the problems with those electronic voting machines. And now we're hearing that the Trump administration is now saying that they have been provided or are providing enormous evidence of vote fraud. And they're basically saying that in actuality, Donald Trump won the popular vote when you subtract out all the illegal immigrants who voted, all the people who voted twice, all the dead voters. This was probably the crookedest election in U.S. history, and we, the people, were able to overcome it. And now that we've done it, we've got to seize this opportunity to demand a complete revamping of the way elections are done. And we have to come up with a system that absolutely protects the integrity of the will of the American people in all future elections, and not just open us up to a global mob coming on in and voting themselves more bread in circuses at our expense. Now, Nigel Farage is having a little bit of a happy dance here, saying we've got the European Union on the run. Juncker has actually admitted Britain is more in control of the Brexit process than the EU is. And Jean-Claude Juncker is saying cracks are appearing in the European Union. And by the way, Juncker is not going to run for another term in office because he doesn't want to be in that center seat when it all starts coming apart. Meanwhile, Marine Le Pen is slamming the EU for bringing not only terrorism but massive unemployment into France with this ridiculous open borders refugee policy. It has been nothing but problems for everybody involved, and even the refugees aren't happy. They're not getting all the free goodies they were promised. A lot of them are finding winter in Europe far too cold. The cold winter is actually convincing a lot of these people to start heading back home here. Now, a while back, we were celebrating over the news that Donald Trump had formally withdrawn the United States of America from the Trans-Pacific Partnership negotiations. But like a vampire rising from its grave in the dark, the TPP is now being resold under a new name and a new brand, the Trade in Services Agreement. And it's more secretive and potentially more dangerous than TPP. Remember, both of these, TPP and TTIP, were being negotiated in secret. They didn't want ordinary people to know what was in there because they were afraid there would be a negative reaction, which is exactly what happened when the details leaked on out. Now, getting on back to Washington. Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson has said he will use every tool at his disposal to ensure that President Trump upholds the Constitution. And he was on ABC's This Week saying, "My job as Attorney General is to uphold the rule of law in this country. And I will use every tool I have as Attorney General to make sure the President follows the Constitution." All right, one more time for all the dullards out there at the Church of Liberalology. Title 8 U.S. Code, Section 1182, whenever the president finds that the entry of any aliens or any class of aliens into the United States would be detrimental to the interests of the United States, he may, by proclamation and for such period as he shall deem necessary, suspend the entry of all aliens or any class of aliens as immigrants or non-immigrants, or impose on the entry of aliens any restrictions he may deem to be appropriate. And it goes on from there with more authority to the Attorney General. Now, I dare that Attorney General of Washington State to show me where in the Constitution that non-citizens in foreign countries have any right to come to the United States without restriction. I mentioned this a little while ago. New report finds 72 charged terrorists did come from the countries covered by the Trump ban, which means the federal judge who halted President Donald Trump's travel moratorium lied. Now, on the other side of the spectrum where political correctness still reigns, apparently Sweden has decided that they're going to build a camel park to help the migrants feel at home. And they're hoping it will provide jobs for the migrants to clean up after those camels. The plans have been slammed as racist and absurd. And they are. It really is. Remember what Teddy Roosevelt said. You're welcome to come here, but understand you're coming to this country, and we have ways that we do things here. And you have to adapt and integrate to that. You don't come into our country and then start screaming about how you want it to be changed to that country you just ran away from. And there's the real absurdity in it all. We have all these people who claim to be coming from countries where there's no freedom of speech and women are abused and everything, and they get to the United States of America, and what are they doing? They're demanding we turn the United States into a country where nobody has freedom of speech and women are still abused. Why does that make any sense whatsoever? Following on with that poll that I just mentioned about people in America just saying no more of the refugees. Story coming out of Russia Today. Majority of Europeans want Trump-style clampdown on immigration. Chatham House released a poll showing the majority of people in 10 EU countries would support an immigration ban on Muslim-majority countries. Now, little point of clarification. Donald Trump has not imposed a permanent ban. It's a moratorium for 90 days. While improved vetting procedures are set up. Only in the minds of the corporate media and the snowflake buttercup liberalologists is this a ban on Muslims. Now, story coming out of girlsjustwanttohaveguns.com. I love that name, by the way. Apparently, somebody is publishing a what-to-do guide for illegals if Immigrations and Customs Enforcement comes to their door. It's an instruction manual on how you should respond. And it's ridiculous because these ICE agents are doing their jobs and they're following the law. Meanwhile, anyone aiding illegals to evade ICE is in violation of Title 8 U.S. Code Section 13. 24. In fact, anybody encouraging illegals to stay in the U.S. faces 5 years in prison. And what really should be alarming to everybody is that all of these individuals who are helping George Soros bring about his New World Order, borderless world, migration, they're all risking jail time. And if they get arrested and sent to prison, do you think Soros is going to lift a finger to help them? No. Plenty more useful idiots out there. Our colleges and universities are cranking them out by the cargo load right now. Now, Donald Trump's threats of funding cuts are having an effect. More and more sanctuary cities are basically dropping that policy and agreeing that their police forces will in fact cooperate with immigration and customs authorities. Now, when Donald Trump came on in, one of the issues that was kind of hovering over everybody's head was the CIA's torture report, which had been released in heavily redacted form. And everybody was saying, is Donald Trump going to come clean on this or he's going to continue the cover-up? And apparently, the Trump administration has now complied with a court order and released the unredacted report. So it's in the courts right now, and at some point it'll be made part of the public record. And we're going to find out just what the CIA has been doing around the world that has made so many of these countries hate us. Now, over in Great Britain, they just passed a new law where any British journalists who receive or publish government secrets by whistleblowers of any kind or organizations like WikiLeaks are looking at 14 years in jail. The signs of a government that very clearly has something to hide from their own people. This from the country that gave the world the Magna Carta. Well, that's what the independent media is for anyway. And it's getting a little more interesting over in the Cliven Bundy case, because the government's case against Cliven Bundy rests on allegations made by a witness whose identity is being withheld. And the government lawyers are saying we need to protect this guy against revenge and everything. And Cliven Bundy's defense lawyers are saying if we're not allowed to know who this person is, then we cannot act to find out if this is somebody whose word should be taken, just on the say-so of the government. And the judge agreed. The judge has ordered the federal government to identify the undercover agent who was working within Cliven Bundy's circle and provided the information leading to these trumped-up charges so that the government could steal their ranch. And I think that's a good thing there as well. Over in Butler County, the village of New Miami has been ordered by a judge to refund $3 million in fines to over 45,000 motorists ticketed for speeding by traffic light cameras. This was ruled unconstitutional in 2014 following revelations that the cameras are often miscalibrated to maximize revenue. We're going to take a phone call now. James in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good afternoon, Mike. I wanted to ask you, I don't have a lot of information myself as yet. I've just gotten a few little bits and pieces here and there, but have you read much about the so-called shadow government that Obama is putting together?
Well, it's not so much a shadow government as he's building a coalition to try and stall and block and interfere with President Trump as much as possible. And it's rather revealing. Originally, the Obamas were going to come back to live here on Oahu, and they actually did buy a place over where he'd been staying for his Christmases. And frankly, I think the people of Oahu are breathing a sigh of relief because when the Obamas were here, the traffic would just gridlock. But apparently, the Obamas have bought a new home less than 2 miles from the current White House, and that has become the hub for the liberals to try and figure out some way to either destroy Donald Trump or make sure he's a single-term president. And apparently Hillary Clinton has now officially declared as a candidate for 2020.
hadn't heard that she's officially declared. I thought,
yep.
You know, she was more or less a, what do you call it, unofficial or ad hoc candidate. But, well, she'll be, what, 73, 74 then?
Mm-hmm.
She'll be the oldest person to ever run for a first term.
Well, that'll be true, but and I hope Donald Trump will take that seriously and undertake to have an investigation into what Hillary was doing. It's just going to take just one felony conviction to make her ineligible for the White House. And I think Trump needs to be putting some effort on that right now. All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. James, we're going to let you go. We've got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, and we got some science news to share with you. More and more people are becoming very concerned about what's happening at the remains of the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power station, in particular, Unit Number 2. And the concern is that the corium, which is the name given to the melted fuel rod assemblies, has in fact burned all the way through the bottom of the containment vessel, the outer containment, the dry well, and is pooling down in the ground in a liquid form because of the ongoing out-of-control spontaneous fission. And the only reason we're probably not seeing it interact with the groundwater much is it's probably melting the soil around it into glass, vitrification. So it's literally creating its own little crucible to sit and radiate away in, and that is a very good thing because you don't want the water to get in there. Because that could accelerate the reaction, and if it starts producing a radioactive geyser, there's going to be an issue. But according to this article out of EnaNews, the concern here is that Japan remains a seismically active area, and that a significant quake at that site could bring down the remains of those reactors and greatly accelerate whatever's going on down in the ground. They have made a huge, huge mess. There doesn't seem to be any way of cleaning it up. They're already talking about an estimated price tag for the cleanup of something like $300 billion. Which, well, the Pentagon goes through that kind of money every year. They lose it. They misplace it. Now, Mitsui Murata, the former Japanese ambassador to Switzerland, is pointing out that the potential consequences and risks of Fukushima continue to be ignored officially, glossed over. The Japanese people are actually being told it's okay to go back and live in the area. The Japanese government is now approving food grown in the area to be exported. And this former ambassador is saying that no single nuclear weapon can match the potential damage from Fukushima Unit Number 4. Now, again, because of the degree of refinement in the uranium at Fukushima cannot sustain an explosive chain reaction. There isn't going to be a mushroom cloud. But it can continue out-of-control fission. And here is where the danger comes on in. In a nuclear weapon, only a tiny amount of the nuclear fuel is actually converted to energy. At that point, the weapon blows apart, and there's a lot of that core that is not used. It's just a reality of the design. When you have an uncontrolled fission of a fuel mass, it's going to keep on going until all the fuel is gone. That is the problem. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn.